The advocacy group Public Citizen has added up all of the money known to be going into the presidential and congressional campaigns, and according to Public Citizen, the tab already is approaching $1.8 billion. Even before the latest controversies about the Democrats' fundraising practices, money had marked this election more than any other since Watergate. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Texas Senator Phil Gramm failed to win the Republican presidential nomination. But in trying, he helped set the tone for Campaign 96 as he addressed a huge fundraising event early in 1995.
Thanks to you and your support tonight, I have the most reliable friend that you can have in American politics, and that is ready money.
Money has changed everything. Millionaire Steve Forbes almost sank Bob Dole in the primaries with a mostly self-financed campaign of $42 million. A Supreme Court decision created a new loophole for party committees to spend in support of their candidates, a loophole through which party committees have spent millions of dollars. Even the House Republican Freshmen, a group elected in 1994 to clean up Washington, became the beneficiaries of $21.5 million from political action committees. This according to the watchdog group Common Cause. But PACs, the usual target of most attacks on the campaign finance system, this year became almost minor players. Ellen Miller is director of the Center for Responsive Politics, a nonprofit group that tracks political contributions.
This election cycle represents an extraordinary burst of money, you know, as if it's coming from, all pores of the political system. We have never seen this kind of true explosion of political money in the political process before.
Some of the most explosive growth came in independent campaigns by special interest groups. The AFL-CIO claims to have spent $35 million against targeted House Republican freshmen. A business group called the Coalition has spent several million defending those Republicans. The Christian Coalition says it distributed 45 million voter guides yesterday. Like organized labor, the business coalition, and other independent spenders, the Christian Coalition has no legal obligation to disclose what it spent to sway voters. If money has been flowing into congressional races, it's been gushing into the presidential campaigns. President Clinton and former Senator Bob Dole got almost $88 million each from the taxpayers under the post-Watergate laws intended to wall off the White House from special interests. But both parties have blasted holes in that wall. The weapon of choice is soft money, the unlimited contributions to party committees from corporations, unions, and individuals who can afford it. Soft money is supposed to be used for party building and get-out-the-vote activities. It cannot legally be spent to help individual candidates. But last March, the Democratic National Committee started spending soft money on television spots like this one, ostensibly about domestic violence.
It's time to confront it. The president's plan: increase child support enforcement, work not welfare, to encourage stronger families, improve and enforce domestic violence laws.
A Clinton campaign ad under another name: issue advocacy. The DNC put it up in battleground states. The GOP soon followed with ads promoting Bob Dole, and soon there was a full-fledged ad war, all of it financed with soft money, despite a federal law expressly banning the use of corporate and union money to influence federal elections. Ellen Miller.
You know, I think the envelope on campaign financing has not only been stretched, but really it's been torn up and put into the trash barrel. There are no limits, no realistic limits anymore on how much money can be raised. There is no limit, therefore, to the influence that this money can buy with candidates. And we're really in, you know, the next generation of campaign finance in this country, which is, you know, a system without limits and without regulation.
Republican Party committees have raised $121 million in soft money for this election. Democratic committees, $106 million. Last week, after revelations the DNC had taken improper and even illegal contributions, DNC officials admitted they were so hungry for soft money, they stopped screening contributors in mid-1994. They said they have now reinstituted the kind of screening most campaigns do routinely. Reform advocates are stepping up their calls for congressional action. Last week, Bob Dole and Bill Clinton both climbed on board the reform bandwagon. But neither candidate has a record of leadership on the issue. Congress, on the other hand, has a record of staunchly rejecting any change. I'm Peter Overby in Washington.